Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Thursday morning. What the heck is a heat pump and do they work in the north? With the oncoming winter, eventually, the idea of something called a heat pump is more than a little appealing, especially when the worst of the freezing temperatures lay ahead. But what are they, and will they actually work in the kind of cold that Northern Ontario deals with on the regular? The Independent Electricity System Operator, IESO, recently announced that Save on Energy, through its Energy Affordability Program, is offering eligible Ontarians who live in electrically heated homes access to free cold climate air source heat pumps to help lower their energy costs. The IESO is the Crown Corporation responsible for operating the electricity market and directing the operation of the bulk electrical system in the province of Ontario. Tam Wagner, Director of Demand Side Management of IESO, told Sudbury.com air source heat pumps do work in northern Ontario and have been tested to temperatures as low as minus 30. Read the full story here. Second fire at the same Garson residence deemed suspicious. With a second suspicious fire affecting the same Oral Street residential building in Garson, a police investigation is ongoing. As of midday December 22, Greater Sudbury Police reported that no arrests had been made. The first incident took place on November 13, and the second fire took place December 20. Police were first dispatched to the scene of a suspicious fire at approximately 5:15 a.m. on November 13, Greater Sudbury Police reported at the time. Firefighters had determined the fire to be suspicious, and police report that prior to the alarm alerting residents to the fire, an unknown suspicious person dressed in dark clothing was seen in the vicinity of the building. Read the full story here. Pursuit. Sudbury striker Kiera Levick is bound for Iowa. Kiera Levick has scored goals in a whole lot of different ways and in a whole lot of different places, but she has never before scored a goal in Ottumwa, Iowa, though that seems highly likely to change come next fall. A gifted striker through the entirety of her career with both the Greater Sudbury Soccer Club, GSSC, Impact and the Horizon Eagles, Levick has signed on with the Indian Hills Community College Warriors, hoping to springboard from some junior college success to an NCAA Division I scholarship in a year or two. The framework for that to happen is not all that difficult to understand. Kiera has that spark for scoring goals. You can't teach that, noted Impact coach and former OUA All-Star Connor Van Dweg. That's her biggest quality, she just finds a way to put the ball in the net. Read the full story here. Let's eat. Late December means it's time for Sarson Ka Sog. Gurpreet Singh Broca of Sudbury isn't one for resting. However, this Christmas break he will be visiting family back home to enjoy local home-cooked meals in the northern Indian province of Punjab. Broca, a TD Bank manager, was presented a YMCA Peace Medal late last month for his work in the city of Greater Sudbury. The award is given out yearly with nominations coming from many YMCA chapters worldwide. He only arrived from India 8 years ago as a Cambrian College student, and during his time here, has worked hard to become involved in his new community. Broca sits on a number of committees that deal with inclusion and diversity, everything from the Greater Sudbury Police Service to the Sudbury Action Centre for Youth and the Chamber of Commerce. Being Sikh from northern India, Broca doesn't exactly celebrate Christmas, but he will be enjoying great food in the days between December 25 and the New Year in his home Punjab region. Read the full story here. Fed stepping up vaccination information campaign. The Public Health Agency of Canada PHAC, said Wednesday it has stepped up funding to ensure more Canadians have access to vaccines as well as access to information that will help Canadians make informed choices on vaccinations. This includes funding directed at Science North. PHAC said the awareness program includes continued vaccines for COVID-19, updated influenza vaccines, the flu shot, and children's vaccines. Federal Health Minister Mark Holland announced that $9.5 million would be allocated to the Federal Immunization Partnership Fund, IPF, in 2023-2024 to 53 organizations across Canada to provide accurate information on the safety and effectiveness of vaccines, said a news release. The release said $175,000 was provided to Science North in Sudbury to continue a program to increase vaccine confidence and acceptance. Read the full story here. Northern Lights provides sneak peek of 2024 festival. Northern Lights Festival Boreal may be months away, but organizers have provided a sneak peek of what to expect from the 2024 edition. Resilience and passion are two of the driving forces that have enabled the festival to continually excite music lovers of all generations, said a press release. The passion for music, art and community is obvious in every detail of the event. The resilience is supported by a powerful community, who works tirelessly to support and execute the event yearly, even through the pandemic, in alternative formats. Northern Lights is truly a community of its own and a tradition that continues to endure, says NLFB Executive Director Tessa Balazs. Read the full story here.